T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer calories than a glass of wine. Grammys. We had the Grammy nominations on Friday, but they've crunched the numbers. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 8 nominations, and he curated the Black Panther soundtrack. It is the 3rd soundtrack to be nominated for Album of the Year in the past 25 years. Can you guess the other two?
Well, it should have been the single soundtrack, but I have a feeling that's not on there.
Love that one.
Gross Point Blank also.
Oh, that was a good one.
Reality Bites soundtrack.
Oh, it's
Grease.
Les Mis.
Oh, Frozen?
No, 1995 was the first one.
Prince. No, that was 80s.
95.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, Bodyguard.
No. Waiting to Exhale.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And Oh Brother, Where Art Thou in 2000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. T-Bone
Burnett. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taylor Swift, probably the biggest snub, but we kind of knew that last year because she released Look What You Made Me Do, and that didn't get nominated for anything. She was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album this year. That's it. And Carrie Underwood, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Panic at the Disco, Sam Smith, Migos, and Zayn Malik also snubbed. February 10th, the Grammys on CBS. Jennifer Aniston doing a lot of interviews because of Dumplin'. I forgot to watch it.
I did too. I was so busy all weekend. I don't think I had a minute.
I watched another movie for the first time ever, and my husband could not believe it. He said I Hildebranded it.
What was it?
Home Alone.
You'd never seen Home Alone?
Never?
Did you enjoy it?
Incredible,
I did.
Right?
It's so good.
The kids loved it.
I mean, it's so good. I watched the little Christmas Chronicles, guys. I couldn't get through it.
Maybe it's a Kevin Kidd thing.
Well, I think there's a difference between a kid's movie and a family movie, and I thought it was going to be a family movie. Home Alone does such a great job of that. This was pretty lame, personally.
My dad, I swear, every time I think of Home Alone, I think of my father.
Really?
He laughed at very few things. Super Dave Osborne, one of them. The Bad News Bears and Home Alone.
And all the Brat Falls in Home Alone.
He'd watch it every time it was on.
It's a great movie.
I said I was like 15 when it came out, and I...
Yeah, you were out of the zone.
Yeah, I was.
And I was older, so I think I was... lonely.
No, I have friends who said they were older than I was, and they went to see it too. I was in that weird, 15.
I knew a guy that was his move when he brought a girl home, like late night.
Home Alone?
Put Home Alone in.
What?
Yeah.
Any time of year?
Yes.
Why?
Because he said everybody loves it.
Wow.
Weird move.
I don't know.
Really?
He's still single.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, number one movie again this weekend. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch came in second, and Creed 2 came in third. I feel like until Mary Poppins comes out, this is going to be your top three for a while. Oh, I saw The Grinch this weekend, too. It was cute.
Yeah. I didn't see the Jim Carrey one yet, so I don't think I'm going to see this new one.
I still haven't seen the Jim Carrey one.
I saw it. It's fine. Yeah, it's good.
TV tonight, you have The Voice, and Kennedy Holmes performs as part of the top 8. Let's hope that they don't screw it up like they did last week for her, not posting her video in time. Get excited, Courtney. Reba McEntire hosts the CMA Country Christmas tonight on ABC.
Because I have a pair of Reba shoes.
That's why.
Do you do a Reba impression?
No, that's the only thing I support of her is her shoe line. I accidentally bought 2 pair of Reba McEntire shoes and didn't realize that they were Reba McEntire shoes.
Here's chance on signs and don't let me down. Pentatonix, Not So Silent Night is on tonight on NBC. I know you're not a Pentatonix fan either, but...
I just sound like a big crab.
Kelly Clarkson, Backstreet Boys, Maren Morris all joining her, and it's in Vegas for their third holiday special.
If anybody's going to do one, they should do one. They have a ton of Christmas songs. They're on every Christmas special. I'm fine with it.
They don't need instruments. It's easy.
Yes. The easy setup.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Budget's low.
It's great.
This is going to shatter some glass here. Rev Run from DMC, talking about his inspiration when he wrote Christmas in Hollis, one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time. He was high and eating breakfast. He told the New York Post, I was in my new house that I had just purchased in Hollis. I was by myself. I looked down at my plate. It was eggs, jelly, and toast. Finished my breakfast, and I wrote the rap in like a minute.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And Tyler Perry, we talked last week, paid off $434,000 worth of layaways at two Walmarts in Atlanta last week. Kid Rock said, Tyler, great idea. I followed your lead and paid off the layaway at my local Walmart in Nashville. It cost him $81,000.
Kid Rock and Tyler Perry, that's funny. I like it.
I think it's great that they're doing this. This is a great thing.
Yeah. And Diane Keaton, this is a random story. She lost her wallet 50 years ago. Someone just returned it to her.
What? Were they holding on to it, or did somebody hold on to it and then found it when the person died? I mean, I'm curious about so many things.
If I were her, I would use that picture, though, for her next drive.
It's Entertainment Schmidt.
And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Drink!
Oh, by the way, I guess this is entertainment related, but over the weekend I was at World Market and I almost bought you a flask. I've almost bought you a flask so many times.
Really?
But this one said... I'm not slurring my words. I'm talking in cursive.
Too bad it didn't say, just spend all night.
That's great.
The big news, of course, in Entertainment Schmig, Sky Brown won Dancing with the Stars Juniors.
Who?
Right?
Who's she?
Is it she or he?
Who's Sky Brown? Do you know?
No.
Lance?
I'll look it up.
No, that was the whole thing. Like, really?
I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Dancing with the Stars. We should at least recognize the name, right?
Yeah. Well, they're youngins.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, number one at the box office again this week. Crazy sports story. Little sports chatter in here. Someone was just must have been going through their stash of cards and found, you know, the very valuable Mark Jackson basketball card from 1990. You know, back in the day, it was Michael Jordan and Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson. The other MJ, they called him.
But in the background of this photo, as you see him playing, sitting on the sidelines, the Menendez brothers.
Right.
Wait.
Front row, courtside.
Yes.
Both of them.
It's crazy because the photo would have been taken after they killed their parents, but before they were arrested. And you remember they went on that crazy spending spree. Well, apparently, courtside seats for Mark Jackson, part of it.
How crazy is that? Not one of them, both of them.
It's weird. Not many
other people on that sideline that you can see. It's almost as if it's there on purpose. Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy. By the way, Sky Brown, pretty talented little skateboarder.
Oh,
she's
okay.
Very, very good.
All right.
Nice.
I take it back.
Congrats to her.
Candace Cameron Bure comes from a talented family. Fuller House, I think, is in its 74th season already. Something like, they just had a trailer for like...
Season 4.
Yeah, I'm like, how are they already on season 4? Seems like they just rebooted this show months ago. She ended up in the hospital because Kirk Cameron ran her over with a go-kart.
What?
As he does.
What a jerk.
Wow.
I talked earlier this morning about how someone returned Diane Keaton's wallet that she lost 50 years ago. But we talked about it at the end of Schmig. So someone found it in a storage locker.
Oh.
Yeah. Expired driver's license. But it's really funny because, I mean, she looks like a baby.
And think about the credit card she had then, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy bought the old storage unit at an auction in May.
That's crazy.
And he opened it up and he's like, is this Diane Keaton, the actress?
Was it all of her stuff in there? Or just that wallet?
No, just the wallet.
Oh.
Yeah. She said she didn't remember losing the wallet. And it was a driver's license for Diane Hall, which is her legal name. She took her mother's maiden name, Keaton, as her stage name because there was another Diane Hall. Avengers Endgame, the trailer came out Friday. We know because Kevin and Tim watched it in the studio, and Kevin almost cried.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It was awesome.
It broke the record for the most views in 24 hours.
As it should.
Yeah.
So we know what Kevin did this weekend.
I showed everybody that. And then I had to clean up after raccoons came in the garage and ate our garbage. It's what I call a full circle weekend.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Yeah, any other good birthday gifts this weekend?
No, I don't want to know about them.
Okay.
Why'd you have to bring it up again?
We didn't bring it up at all.
I know. Oh. I did it early this morning in the office.
Yeah,
I did. Oh,
you did?
Well, yeah. Kind of.
How'd that go?
It was uncomfortable for me.
Jen did, though, like my, once I was 47 years old, little comment I made on Facebook. So thank you, Jen.
Yeah, because Sarah posted a picture like, happy birthday to Kevin, and it's him doing all this kid stuff, like riding a roller coaster. I mean, he's like such a kid at heart.
Yeah, he is.
Crazy casting story. What could have been? I mean, who doesn't love The Princess Bride with Andre the Giant? No more rhymes. I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
But could you imagine that line said by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Oh.
He said he could have had the role in The Princess Bride, but they shot it during basketball season.
Wow. Yeah, really? Because he was an airplane and a few other things. Yeah.
Yeah, now he's writing Veronica Mars' new show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
It's weird. It's crazy. Rolling Stone's list of the best movies of 2018. Your top five, Black Klansman, The Favorite, Black Panther, A Star is Born, and number one, the Spanish language film Roma, which is shown up, it's shown up on the top of a few lists so far.
I got to see more movies. I'm way behind, guys.
Well, you know, she was so good. And what was that show? Touched by an Angel.
That's Roma Downey.
Downey biopic is just killing it. It's weird that it's in Spanish, but.
And then online we have the list of the biggest TV deaths and cast departures of 2018. It's not ranked, but if it was, I'm sure that Roseanne Barr would be number one.
Yeah, Shelley Long, Modern Family.
Yep, she's at number eight.
Walking Dead
number two because they're retooling the show.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Clayne Crawford's number three. And number one, fired from the show after allegations of sexual misconduct, Kevin Spacey from House of Cards.
Yeah,
spoiler alert, Frank Underwood gets killed off.
Reindeer leading the way. I know you hear them. Reindeer pulling that sleigh. Can't wait to hear them. Every Christmas they bring Santa here. Oh, every Christmas every year.
Boom. Oh yeah.
You can't get away from Jen singing. She even knows these songs.
Listen, my daughter, as part of the Girl Scouts, they sang on Friday night, and she doesn't know the real lyrics to Up on the Rooftop. She still thinks it's Kevin. I'm like, no, it's Santa Claus. You have to sing Santa Claus. She's like, Kevin! Sorry. All right, celebrity birthdays today. How old is former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich?
54.
59. 61. 60.
He's aged a lot in prison. He's 62.
Oh.
14 years, by the way.
I call him Rob the Bod. I don't call him that.
How old is Raven Simone?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
From so many shows. Mm. The Cosby Show. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. And that's so Raven.
31?
What? Yeah, I don't think she's as old as you think. She was young.
I'm going to say 34.
33.
She's 33.
Oh, there you guys right there.
Courtney's not a fan. Bobby Flay from the Food Network.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He told me that brining is over when it comes to your turkey. And he said that. Then he said he's never brined. What are you talking about if you've never tried it, Bobby?
Yeah.
Wow. And he also says sort of all the time. You kind of, you sort of. No, you actually do these things. You don't sort of do anything.
Man, you really convinced me. What a dirtbag.
But I do love, I really do love Throwdown. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
52.
Good guess, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
56.
54.
54.
Nice, yeah! Kevin. Good
All right, day. Kevin got two. Man, so let's see if you can get the third. How old is Kenneth Branagh? Famous actor and director.
Yeah.
Gosh.
He has a British accent, and he's actually British, unlike Kevin Klein.
All right. Is that really necessary?
What'd you say?
61.
Oh, no. Quite that old.
58.
Yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.